on Gimel and Aleph, Boy Minei Rabbi Avinam Rav Sheshes, top of the page. Okay. Basen Izonis Minho Achen, Maisi Adel Lami. So the father died, and the brothers are supporting her. That part of the arrangement is when the father dies, the daughter has the right to get ongoing support from the property of the father. So she's not really being supported by the brothers, she's being supported from the father's property, which the brothers have been yerish. But part of the Tanakh Suba, as Rashi points out, that the father commits when he marries that the daughters that are going to be born will have ongoing support even after he dies. So So the loch is that the daughter, the girl, as long as she's alive, until she becomes a Nara, until she becomes a Begeris, while she's a Nara, until she becomes a Begeris, the work goes to her Maisi Yadayim, go to the father. So do the Maisi Yadayim go to the brothers or not? Do you say, B'mokam Av Kaimi? So the brothers, the girl is taken from the property of the brothers because they are extension of the father. The ksuva, she has a right to get ongoing support from the brothers, is because that's the property of the father. So as much as they represent the father, so therefore the Maisi Yadayim go to the father, so the Maisi Yadayim will go to the brothers. Ladomi la'av. It's not the same as the case of the av, because hosam mididei mis zano, achalav mididhu mis zano. The pshat is it's not really their property. There's a shibud which was put onto the property when the father married the girl's mother, and then they had the child. So he made a shibud that any daughters which are born, they have a right to his property. So they're really getting it not from the brothers, but from the father's, the sheba that the father put on the property. So the father has the right to get Maisi Yadayim because he's giving, but why should the brothers have a right? They're not giving per se of their own, that they have a right to get the Maisi Yadayim. This is what they asked Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes said, Amar Leih Tini Tuva, it's a fair shabraisa. It says, Almanas Nizanas Minitsa Yusamim, Maisi Yadea Shalahed. The Almana has a right to get support from the property of the Yusamim, which again is part of the Tanakh Suva. It's the same Tanakh Suva. And her Maisi Yadayim, with the work that she does, goes to the Yusamim. Okay? So the Morris is assuming. The same halacha would apply to the brother and the sister. Mora says no. Midami amanasu lo nichale b'harvocha bito nichale b'harvocha. His daughters, they're his daughters. He wants to make sure that they have a large amount, so he wants them to have support plus to get to keep the Maisi Yadayim. The mona, Yilavdavka wants that she should have her Maisi Yadayim beyond her support from the children. He does not necessarily have a specific desire that she should get an expansive amount. The Mora says, really? The member, the Bita Adifale Malmanose, you're saying that he has more concern and desire to support his daughters than he has to support his almona. Therefore, the almana may only get the support from the Yisraelim and not her own Maisi Yadayim, but the daughters will get both. He wants them to have both. It means he has more interest in supporting his daughters than he has his almana. But that, is that true? Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Yossi, also almana Eitzel Habas, Kibas Eitzel Achen, Benich Menachosin Mu'atin. So look like this when. There's the father dies and he leaves over a large amount of property. So the daughters have their needs to cover, their support are covered, and the sons will take Yerusha. If there are nekasim mu'atim, it's not a large amount of property. So the law is that the daughters get supported, and the sons, the brothers go in Yishal al Psachim. Okay, so go in the bag by the doors to get the food. It's not, we can't send the girls out, that's not right. And they have a right to get support. There's not enough of the sons to get Yerusha. After the support, there's nothing left. So the boys will have to go and find some other ways to support themselves. Now what about, but the Alman also has a right to get support. So now we have a conflict between the support of the Almana, the daughters, and the brothers. What happens over there? So just like when it's a conflict between the daughters and the sons, the daughters get preference over the sons. When there's a conflict between the Almana and the daughters, the Almana gets preference over the daughters. So we see that he has more concern for the Almana than he has for the daughters. So again, also Almana Eitzel Abbas, Kabbas Eitzel Achin. When we have a conflict between the Almana and the daughter, it has the same relationship as the daughter vis-a-vis the sons. Menachosim Watan, Ma'abbas Eitzel Achin, just by the case of the daughter versus the brothers. Abbas Nizonis, she gets support. Ma'achin Yishal Al Psachim, and the brothers have to go and beg. So Almana Eitzel Abbas. So similarly, when it's the Almana vis-a-vis the daughters, Almana Nizonis, she gets the Almana gets the support. V'basi Tishal al Psachim, and the daughter has to go and beg. So what do you see? You see that we give preference. He's more concerned about the Almana than he is about the daughters. The more says no. Then Zilusa. Having the mana go and beg, that would be an act of bizoyan. So the bizoyan of an adult is great, and his amana is greater than that of a girl. So amanosa adifale. Linyan harvacha bito adifale. But in regards to what we were discussing before, it was not a question of zilusa, it's a question of getting, having, be able to live in an expansive way. He's more concerned about his daughters than he is about his amana. And therefore, Rav Sheshir's point still stands. Now, I guess not Rav Sheshir's, but Rabbi Avina. Rav Sheshir's was one compared it to wanted to learn from Amana to the daughters, and the answer back of Rabbi Avina was that you can't compare the two. So that statement, you can't compare the two, is still stands. Okay. Mosiv Rav Yosef. We have in our Mishnah, it says, Maisi Yadeho, Umtsiyoso, Alvishalagobso, Meso Avarehin Shalachin. The work that she and her Mitzias, even though she hasn't collected them yet, if the father dies, they go to the brothers. Now, it sounds like all we see is the work which he did in the lifetime of the father, and the father has a right to it, even though she hasn't actually collected from her employer. That belongs to the father, and when the father dies, it goes to the brothers. Time at the Bechai Ho'av, the work that she, the only time we're referring to the work she did when the father's alive. But to indicate holacher mises av, but any work done after the father dies is laatzma, goes to the girl herself. So your shaila, which you're trying to figure out whether it goes to the brothers or not, it's a fair shemishna, right? Now the question is like this: maybe that's talking about a case where she's not getting support from the brothers. So that obviously, if she's not getting support from the brothers, there's no question that she doesn't belong to the brothers. So my love isn't the case of the Mishnah, but in Zonis, the standard case is the girl is getting support from the brothers, and even so, the Mishnah says that her Ma'asei Yadayim, we can infer from the Mishnah the Ma'asei Yadayim go to her herself. Okay, so that's a right to the Shaila. Marzulo, Mishnah in Zonis, the case of the Mishnah was that she's not getting support from the brothers. Now, what does it mean? They're not going to support us. It's not up to the brothers to choose. The point is, the father left over no property or minimal property, and therefore there was not enough to give her support after a certain amount of time. So she's not being supported. So it doesn't go to the brothers. Amor says, "Ibishen and Nizernus." So if the Mor says, so what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? My lememra. The Mishnah really tells me 2 points. It says that the work that she did when the father was alive belongs to the father. Even though it wasn't actually collected, it belongs to the father. The father has a schus in it, and therefore when the father dies, when it's collected, it'll go to the brothers. So that's not a chiddush. There was a sheba to the father. Bechayah belongs to the father. Fine. The diuk that we're making right now, maybe that's the chiddush. It does not belong to the brothers. Versus if she's not being supported, of course, if she's not being supported by the brothers or from the property, of course, it doesn't belong to the brothers. So neither what the Mishnah says is a Kiddush, neither what you can infer from the Mishnah is a Kiddush. So what's the Kiddush in the Mishnah? I feel the man domar, Yochel Rav Lormel Le'ebet, Aseimi Ben Yizoncha, Hani Mil Le'ebet Kanani, Loksi Bey, Amcha, Abu Eber Ibri, the Sibe Amcha, Lo, Koshkein Bitoi. So maybe you'll tell me that the Kiddush is, that the Odin is, or the brothers who are not supporting her, maybe they still have a right to get the Maisi Yadayim. Just like the father did, maybe that's it. And they're saying no, that's not true. That would be the chiddush. No, there's no such avim. We know that there's a machloek is whether a by an eved an odin and an eved kanani, if the odin is able to say to the eved, you keep working, but I won't support you. You'll have to figure out yourself how to support yourself. But I own you and I have a right to get your work. But even if that's true, by eved kanani, by eved ivri, that's not true. The Kolshkin by the Bas, that there's no way that they would get the Maisi Yadayim if they're not supporting her. So the case is, if they're not being supported, of course she has no way, there's no way that they can get the Maisi Yadayim. Okay, so what is the Kiddush? So if the case of the Mishnah was they're not supporting, there's no way they get the Maisi Yadayim, that's not a Kiddush. Okay, so the Gemara, Omer Rabba Bar Ula, Lo Nitzucha Ela Lahadofu. Let's say a situation where the work that she does it has a greater value than the support that she's getting. Okay. Again, we said there's 2 points in the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah, if the case is, tell me that whatever belongs to the father, because she worked, Bechaya, the father, and it goes over to the brothers. He owns her, so he owns the Maisi Yadayim. So of course it goes over to the brothers, whatever is owed. To Medayik, the brothers don't get it, if they're not supporting her, that's Poshet. So Mor says that no, the Kiddush will be in a case where they're supporting her. But the work that she's doing has a greater value than the support that they're giving her. So now the question is, what happens to the support? What happens to the Maisi Yadayim above and beyond the value of the support? And the Mishnah Medayik, that doesn't go to the brothers. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay. So, but in regards to that which you want to, Rabbi Yosef, one thing with the doctrine of the Mishnah, we're talking about case on his earnest, and we have a diak that the brothers don't get it for the corresponding to the mazonas. That's not true. Really, they could, that which they're supporting her, they have a right to get that much ma'asiyadayim. The extra ma'asiyadayim, they don't get. And that's the diak of the Mishnah. So, but that which Rabbi Yosef was trying to prove our shiloh, do they get the basic rights of ma'asiyadayim? We have no proof from the Mishnah. We have kept proof from the Mishnah. So it means that Rabbi Yosef's raya is not true. So Amarava, Gavu Rabbi Rabbi Yosef lo yada dika hadafa, because Yosef tiyufta, he couldn't have thought of this answer until he felt this response, until he felt that his, he presented it as a mosiv. What was the mosiv? Like, what's your shaila? It's a fair shemishna. So that's his question, and we have an answer. Well, the Mishnah discussing the Dinah Adafa, he didn't know that answer. It doesn't make sense. Elam Rava, Rava says that Rabbi Yosef Masis and Guva Kashile. He felt that there's a riot for the Mishnah, not just from it seems explicit in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is actually, it's not just that it's a diuk of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah itself seems to be saying this halacha. Why? Because there's a problem in the language of the Mishnah. There's only ma'asiyadeh umetziyasa, al-vishalagavsa. The Mishnah says, gives us two cases. Her work and her metziyas that she finds, the lost items that she finds, even though she hasn't collected them yet, they go to the father. So Moore says, what is the case of a metzia? They were discussing collecting it. Who do you collect the metzia from? He's saying, the metzia, even though she hasn't collected it yet, it goes to the father and therefore to the yorshim. There's nothing that is, either she found the metzia, she has it, and that it belong, which means it belonged to the father, because her mitzvahs go to the father. Or if she didn't pick it up yet, there's nobody to collect it from. Okay, so what does the mitzvah say, mean when it says mitzvah? Elalav hakikomer. The reason why the mitzvah said mitzvah in this context was to tell you the following: ma'asiyadeh kimitzvahs. That we're supposed to equate. There was no habamina that the metzias of the girl go to the brothers. That's clear. So therefore, just like we know by metzia, the halacha is the brothers have no schusin in it at all. The Mishnah puts ma'asiyadeh dying with metzia. So Rabbi Yosef's point was not from a diak in the Mishnah, an inference of the case the Mishnah doesn't discuss, but the Mishnah is actually discussing this case and telling me this halacha that there's no schus to the brothers at all. Okay. So that which they asked of Sheshis, we have a very shem member of Rav that Rav said that the halacha is that she keeps her own ma'asiyadayim. Okay, Rav Kana discusses why is that so poshut, but let's see Rashi. Look at the second Rashi on the top of the page, third line. She's getting support. Shekachu Tanakh Tzuba, that's part of the Tanakh Tzuba of a Pirkan. So we'll see later on in the Perek that there's Chachamim put in certain statements, the Tzuba, besides the financial obligation, there were other requirements that the person was Mechayev, which Chazal put upon them. It's called Tanakh Tzuba. Whether he writes it or not doesn't make a difference. Automatically, that's the halacha. So these are the obligations that a person is obligating himself when he gets married. And one of them is the following. Benan Nukvin, the Haven Lachiminoi, daughters that we give birth to, Eden Yohan Yasin Rebesi, they will be able to be stay in my home, and be supported until they get married. See, even if after he dies, he's now committing in the ksuva that they have a right to get the residence and support until their marriage. So Mora says, well, if that's true, we could argue that they're not getting from the brothers. They're getting it because of the commitment the father made to the mother, nothing to do with the brothers. So therefore, the brothers have no right to get to her Marcia Dayim. That which we know that the mother continues to get support from the Nisi Yisoyimim is Tanaik Suba. It says, at, he commits, meaning to her, and he's saying, you, the wife, Te Yosef Abesi, you will continue, be allowed to dwell in the home, and get support from my property. As long as you're in a state of amanus, if she marries, she has no rights anymore. But as long as she's in a state of, she's dwelling as an amana, she gets support. And we see, but the halacha is the children get her ma'asiyadayim. You see that the relationship was set up that the children replace the father. So same thing over here, they should get the ma'asiyadayim of the sister. Says no, not a riot. The father wants that his daughters should keep their ma'asiyah daim above and beyond the support they're getting from the brothers. Parnasasa means over here, that's they're being mefarneser. And the father, but the for the almana, he does not have that interest per se that he wants her to have the harvacha, to have an expansive support. Morris says, really? So you say that he has more concern for the daughter than the Amana? We see not like that. Amana itzul abas, misha meisiniach Amana ubas. He left over an Amana and daughters. Minachasim muatim. Shein bem kadei pernosa shteim osur chodesh. There's not 12 months worth of support for everybody. Kerempek misha meis mebav abas. So what happens? So, in a case where that's daughters to brothers, the sons and daughters, the lach is a bonus, tani a bonus years I know, but bonim yishal al psachim, the daughters get support, and the brothers have to go out and ask for alms. So same thing, almana to the bas. We see that the preference is to the almana. Okay, the Morris said, you know what? The Morris says, what's this whole discussion? There's the inference from the Mishnah. It says, it talks about the work that the daughter did when the father was alive. That goes to the brothers. Time of the Bechayav, Asasahu. She did it when the father was alive. The father, therefore, has the rights to it. Larisha the bottom, and therefore he's now marisha to the bottom. Halacha mi says av asosu asoshu have lots of the work she does after the brother's father dies belongs to her. That's the point of the Mishnah. So isn't the case still a case where she's getting support? The verse says no, but she's not getting support. There was no property. It's not up to the brothers to decide. There was no property. Whereas if so, my the memra. There's no kiddush in the diuk. That what she does after the father dies to give it to herself. If they're not, she's not getting supported. The mashasas of b'chayu av la'achim. Elamai the chiddush is what the Mishnah says. That which the work she does when the father's alive, it belongs to the brothers. Pshita, obviously the whole zochah be'av. The memarnu v'lav kanos. So this, the point of this is moment. It's not kanas. It belongs to the father. It belongs to the father. The brothers get Yerusha. Selamai, what the chiddush over here is to tell me that the brothers don't get the Maisi Daim when they're not supporting her. Not a Havamina. Philemon Domer, Bemhethus Gittin, Plukta, Bemhethus Gittin, that the father, that the Odin can say to his Avid Kanani, work and I won't support you. But there's no possible right of the brothers to tell her work and they're not going to support her. So Mor said, maybe the Pshat Misha is for Hadafa. The point, the purpose of the Mishnah is for the Diyuk. She keeps her Maisi Yadayim. And the case was Mishen and Nizarnas. She's not getting support. Don't think that the father has a real ownership in the daughter and therefore he can be Mershal Abonim. No, he doesn't. If you're asking me, so obviously you can't have her give her work to them and not be supported. She's not worse than Evad Ivri. So the answer is the chiddush of the Mishnah would be for Hadafa. Rashi's learning the case of she's not getting support, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is, of course, whatever she needs to live on, she keeps. But she's making more than what she needs to live on. That I might have thought the brothers have a right to get because they have a bias over her. So they're not supporting her. They can't take what she needs to live on. But anything above and beyond what she needs to live on, their schus would allow them to take it. The Mishnah, no, they have no schus in the daughter. So Rava, Bechigava Rava, Kav Yosef, the one who asked this question, Lohava Yoda, the Ika Hadafa, he didn't know that we could learn up the Mishnah like that. And therefore we doyche his point. And the answer, he didn't realize that's a possible answer you would give. He asked this question not knowing there's such an answer. He knew there was such an answer. So what was his question? He knew that he was talking about that his question is a very good question. So this is what he was asking. Diktani Masnisa Mitsiyasa I Maisidah puts the two together. Mitsiyas and Maisidaim. Why is Mitsiyah there? It cannot be there to tell me the luck of, even though it wasn't collected yet, it goes to the brothers. The Miman Gavsa, there's nothing to collect. Elalav, what does it mean? The point is to tell me, just like Metziah, when there's no question that it goes to the girl after the father dies, so Metziah also go to the girl after the father dies. That which the Messiah's, there's no shall it goes to her. Why? Why do Messiah's go to the father? It's the Kanad Rabbanon. It's only talking about the case of the father supporting her. He gets the Messiah's, and why? Meshum Eva. There's a concern of Ava. The father might dislike her. What does that mean? This halakha that there's support to the girls is after the father dies. When the father's alive, he doesn't have a chiyuv tzuva to support her. He has a chiyuv to support them up to a certain age. And afterwards, he's not chayiv anymore. So if this girl comes home with this phenomenally valuable Messiah, he'll tell her, you know, my dear daughter, take a walk. You want to get support? And Amish support? You mean take all the human seers? No, no, not interested. So Chazal were afraid that might happen. They said, no. Every time she finds someone, brings it home to the father will like her, want to support her. Till the age of seven, he's chayiv. After that, he's not chayiv. So if the Messiahs do not go to the father might stop supporting her. But that's only relevant to the father, who's not mechuyev. But the brothers, their mechuyev is to support her is enshrined in the ksuva. So there's no reason why they should get the metzias. Come on, prepare kanami and rinim zekarbim metziasa mishum eva. Ablaachan al kachayu misan al meinichseyav. The brothers have no choice. So there's no reason to give the metzias to the brothers. There's no shalom. The metzias does not go to the brother. And the Mishnah is saying that ma'asei daim are the same as metzia. Therefore, the metzia, the ma'asei daim also don't go to the brothers. Let's hold it here.